Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The New Rules of Aging Well, by Frank Lipman, MD, reframes aging as a dynamic process shaped by daily choices rather than a fixed decline. Drawing on integrative and functional medicine principles, Lipman focuses on practical levers that influence immune resilience, metabolic health, strength, and energy as the years add up. The book is positioned as a simple, structured program rather than a collection of abstract wellness ideas, emphasizing habits that are realistic for busy lives. Readers can expect guidance that connects modern stress, sleep disruption, ultra-processed diets, sedentary routines, and environmental exposures to common midlife and later life complaints. Lipman also highlights the importance of muscle maintenance, nervous system balance, and inflammation control as foundations for vitality. The overall tone is proactive and encouraging, offering a roadmap for building a body that handles stressors better, recovers faster, and stays capable. It aims to help readers feel stronger and clearer now while reducing risk over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, immune resilience as the core of aging. Well, a central theme is that aging well depends heavily on how effectively the immune system responds to challenges and how well it avoids chronic overactivation. Rather than treating immunity as a seasonal concern, the book frames immune resilience as an everyday outcome of sleep quality, stress load, movement, nutrition, and gut health. The approach emphasizes reducing persistent low-grade inflammation, a pattern often associated with fatigue, aches, slower recovery, and higher vulnerability to illness. Lipman's integrative perspective encourages readers to look upstream at triggers that keep the immune system on edge, such as blood sugar swings, poor circadian alignment, sedentary living, and ongoing psychological stress. The program also highlights recovery capacity, meaning how quickly the body returns to baseline after a workout, a tough week, travel, or minor infections. This topic ties together lifestyle habits that may appear separate, but interact through immune signaling. By focusing on resilience, the book gives readers a more useful target than simply avoiding disease, building a system that stays responsive, flexible, and less reactive over time. Secondly, strength, muscle, and mobility as non-negotiables. The book underscores that muscle is not just for appearance, it is a metabolic and functional asset that supports longevity. Maintaining strength and mobility helps protect independence, balance, and joint integrity, while also influencing glucose handling and overall energy. Lipman's program highlights resistance training and regular movement as foundational practices, especially for midlife and beyond when muscle loss tends to accelerate. The emphasis is on consistency and progression rather than extreme workouts, making the concept approachable for people who have avoided the gym or feel intimidated by fitness culture. Mobility and stability matter alongside strength, since stiffness and poor movement patterns can limit activity and increase injury risk. This topic links physical capacity to confidence and daily freedom, such as climbing stairs comfortably, carrying groceries, traveling, or playing with kids and grandkids. It also positions exercise as a tool for immune support and stress regulation, not merely calorie burning. The message is that aging well is easier when the body remains capable, and capability is built through deliberate, repeated practice. Thirdly, food choices that lower inflammation and stabilize energy. Nutrition is presented as a lever for both day-to-day vitality and long-term risk reduction. Rather than focusing solely on restriction, the program emphasizes eating patterns that support stable blood sugar, healthy digestion, and reduced inflammatory burden. Lipman's integrative lens typically prioritizes whole foods, adequate protein, and a strong base of plant nutrients, while minimizing ultra-processed products that can disrupt appetite signals and metabolic balance. The topic also connects food to immune function through the gut, acknowledging that digestive health, microbial balance, and food quality can influence systemic inflammation and mood. Practical guidance centers on building meals that keep energy steady, reduce cravings, and promote recovery from exercise and stress. Readers are encouraged to pay attention to personal responses, since tolerance and needs can vary with age, activity level, and health history. This section supports the larger theme that aging well is not about perfection, but about repeatable choices that make the body calmer, better fueled, and less reactive. Fourthly, sleep, stress, and the nervous system reset. Aging well is framed as much a nervous system project as a nutrition or fitness project. The book emphasizes that chronic stress and insufficient sleep can accelerate wear and tear by disrupting hormones, appetite regulation, immune balance, and recovery. Lipman's program encourages aligning habits with circadian rhythms and building a consistent sleep routine, recognizing that sleep quality often changes with age and life demands. Stress management is treated as a skill set rather than a vague suggestion, with attention to downshifting from constant alertness into a calmer state where repair can happen. This topic ties together practices that improve resilience, such as deliberate recovery time, breathwork, or mindfulness-style routines, and setting boundaries around technology and work intensity. The goal is not to eliminate stress, but to improve the body's ability to return to baseline after stressors. By addressing sleep and stress as foundational inputs, the book connects mental clarity, mood, immune strength, and physical performance to daily recovery behaviors that many people underestimate. Lastly, a simple, sustainable program and the art of consistency. Beyond individual tactics, the book's value lies in how it organizes key behaviors into a straightforward program designed to be maintained. Lipman emphasizes simple rules and routines that compound over time, helping readers avoid the common trap of starting intensely and quitting quickly. This topic highlights the importance of small upgrades across multiple domains: movement, meals, sleep, stress regulation, and environmental awareness, rather than searching for one miracle solution. The program mindset encourages tracking what actually improves energy, strength, mood, and recovery, then doubling down on what works. It also recognizes that aging brings changing needs, so the most effective plan is adaptable and supportive rather than rigid. By focusing on consistency, the book provides a practical path for people who want guidance without complexity. The core message is that vitality is built through repeated signals to the body: move often, eat nutrient-dense foods, recover deeply, and reduce chronic stressors. Over time, these signals can improve how the body functions and how life feels. In conclusion, this book suits adults who want a clear, doable plan for feeling stronger, more energetic, and more resilient as they move through midlife and beyond. It is also a good fit for readers who suspect that fatigue, stubborn weight changes, poor sleep, frequent aches, or repeated colds are connected to lifestyle patterns, but feel overwhelmed by conflicting advice. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. The program prioritizes behaviors that improve daily function, steadier energy, better recovery, and confidence in the body's ability to handle stress. By focusing on immune resilience and strength, it speaks to both short-term quality of life and long-term independence, which is often the real goal of healthy aging. Compared with many aging and wellness books that either lean heavily on inspirational ideas or overly technical protocols, Lipman's approach stands out for its integrative framework and emphasis on simplicity. It connects the dots across food, movement, sleep, and stress in a way that helps readers build repeatable routines. That combination of clarity, breadth, and sustainability makes it worth buying for anyone who wants a structured roadmap rather than another list of tips. If you would like to support Frank Lipman, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.